Well, Paul, scored first, great start, and a disappointing ending.
Yeah, we're all very disappointed. It was a tough night for football. I thought first half we worked hard at being hard to break down and hard to people. You know, we've said for a bit now that you just sense that we're just not right, and you know, it keeps coming out now. I think the supporters can see what we mean, and you know, we've just had a good chat in there with the players, and you know, it's down to us to work harder as a group, and you know, certainly as a club to come through it, because it's all about players, and players are what make you look good, and players that you must stand by when it hasn't. And I've sensed for a bit now that we're just not right, and I think tonight's performance has reiterated what I think I'm seeing.
There are a few good spells at Chesterfield, but you just couldn't quite get the final crosses in and make the goalkeeper work hard, you know.
There's a few good spells in all the games we play, Phil. That's the recurring thing, see, and that's what separates teams, isn't it? You know, tonight, you know, we played against a very good Colchester side, very honest team, great rotation, great movement, great work ethic. They scored two great goals, and you've got to give them credit for in the game. But we go back of it in tomorrow, we look at ourselves, you know, we thank the supporters for travelling down in great numbers on a Tuesday night. You know, we're all really disappointed, because I feel there's a time for change at the club, and you know, it's my job as the manager to implement that.
But we've said so far, it's so close, it doesn't need too many jigsaw pieces, does it?
No, you've got to win football. Well, you've got to win football games. You'll always lose games, Phil, but balances of teams and everything. You know, when our balance isn't right, out of possession, the balance of our team isn't right. Defensively, we're not strong. We look like we've got a goal or two in us, but we also look like we're going to concede, and it's something that we've got to look at and try and test.
Gary Roberts, not down here, what was the issue with him?
He done his hamstring yesterday in training. We trained Monday afternoon. Gary tweaked his hamstring, so that was it. Obviously, Daniel goes back to Aston Villa after the Yeovil game. So we've got to start looking at other options now. We all know how good a player Daniel Johnson is, but he's not our player. So it's important. I think Gardner come on and showed a couple of good flashes. Banks done well for 60 minutes, but we've got to go away and work on our team and our shape of our team and stop conceding goals.
Yeah, Banks and O'Shea getting rare starts. They both had plenty of the ball at the feet.
Yeah. But we're disappointed not to get anything out of it.